Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All eyes on the Vatican, and there was no white smoke yesterday. There was a time a couple popes ago where the smoke came out one color first. People said, no, it's not white, and they left, and then it kind of changed. And it was like, wait a minute, that is white. So that hasn't happened yet for this round of conclave. Black smoke again billowed out of the Sistine Chapel. The second day of conclave, indicating that no new pontiff has been chosen after the second or third ballots. There's still two more votes, so there has been some smoke this morning. Two more votes, and they can do, I think, up till four a day. The 133 cardinals had resumed voting in the morning after spending the night sequestered at the Vatican residences on Wednesday evening. They didn't get to watch Survivor, Jan. They have no idea what happened.
Yeah,
black
no
smoke
phones.
Poured out of the Sistine Chapel chimney, indicating no smoke was elected on the first day of ballot at the conclave. So it could go. It never goes on the first day, or at least I don't. You'd have to go way back. But it generally happens within 5 days. Sometimes it takes a few votes. But they again, they don't indicate who the front runners are. You don't get an indication because, you know, everyone's sequestered.
No, they take a vow of secrecy, put their hand on the Bible, and take this vow in Italian. And the reasons that they talk about why one pope's Italian isn't good, they said the U.S. Pope or the U.S. Cardinal's a long shot because he's from the United States. And, well, you know the rest of that story.
I'm sorry, we're losing our swagger? What's going on?
Yeah, well.
Come on now. USA.
No.
No idea who's going to get this one.
Yeah, me
but,
neither.
Hopefully we find out. Just looking for the white smoke on that one. Over in the Sabres department there, they've made an acquisition. Wheeze, I'll ask you for your thoughts after I explain what happened. Former NHL forward Eric Staal is rejoining the Buffalo Sabres, this time in a front office role as a special assistant to the general manager, Kevin Adams. So not assistant general manager, special assistant to the general manager. You see how that happens? The team announced this Wednesday. Staal will be involved in all aspects of the hockey department in the newly created role, which comes after the Sabres executives completed an end-of-season meeting with Terry. So stop sighing. The 40-year-old who retired after 18 NHL seasons 2 years ago joins the front office, features three assistant GMs. So this isn't an assistant general manager. This is special assistant to the general manager. Dwight would be so proud. Wheeze, thoughts?
What a waste. It doesn't make sense. He's not going to have any influence on the decision. They say, I actually heard an interview with him on our little brother station GR, and he's a great he was a great hockey player. He knows the game, but how is he going to change? We still have the same people doing the same things. You know, he's going to add a voice. That's what he said. He said they asked him about his role. He goes, well, I don't really know yet. I'm like, oh, okay. So basically, you took the job because you played in Carolina with Kevin Adams, so you have a familiarity. You're in Buffalo, and you need a paycheck after hockey. So this is great. I mean,
how do they justify the three assistant general managers?
With all this failure, I mean, you know, it's like if anybody in any other job did this poorly for 5 years, you wouldn't have a job. That's all I'm going to say. All and right. I'm not saying fire Kevin Adams. Can't you just make him assistant something else.
Do you just not like the title? Is that it?
No, I don't like...
Hold on. It's an odd title because they have three assistant general managers. You got the GM. You got three people under him assisting him. Now there's another guy that comes in with a vague special assistant
to the general manager, which makes it
unclear who trumps who in the assistant general manager world.
How many assistants do you need? It's like, how many sous chefs do you need, Janet?
All right, so here's my guess. The players met with Terry Pegula, and there's a disconnect between management and the players, and they thought that connection could be such... Eric Staal has an incredible career. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. And so then, you know, you have him, and maybe he doesn't have any management experience. So this is like his first step to moving into management.
Are you going to tell that, like, just think of a regular job. Are you going to tell him all your complaints so they go right to the boss who could trade you? I mean, it's an illogical move. And like Nick said, how many assistants do you really need? Most teams will have an assistant general manager and then maybe a special assistant. They won't have two other GMs on top of that.
There's already three assistant general managers.
My point is they just added a job. They didn't change anything. They didn't change the philosophy of the hockey department. The philosophy is the guy who runs it.
Could be just the first step of something else that happens. Right. They could be cleaning house in a month.
Yeah.
And probably would happen after the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of goals in his career.
Sure, so maybe he did, but like, not as an assistant to the general manager.
Listen, you can only trade so many players away, and you can only go through so many head coaches. You have a Hall of Fame head coach. So to me, it's not the coach. Mm. It's not the coach. So it's the players and the guy that's picking the players.
Well, here's the hard part. The Sabres do something because people are unhappy and they're not happy. The Sabres don't do something and people aren't happy because they didn't do something. So they're between a rock and a hard place with the puck in the net. You choose the analogy.
I get it.
I'm excited. I like Eric Staal. That's kind of fun.
No slight on him. He's just walking into a situation.
Well, Nick, I
like wearing suits. This should be fun for a bit.
I would take the job because you need experience somehow. Yeah. It's a win-win for Eric Staal. Is it a win-win for Sabres fans?
I can't see how a player like a former player like Eric Staal, comes into the organization. I just don't see how that's bad. I don't see
But the guy who's making the decisions is still there. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's
the problem. Oh, no. He wouldn't hire somebody. Because it's got to get approved by Terry. You wouldn't hire somebody if you...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to, you know, fire the GM. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have the GM bring one of his buddies and then fire him. Usually it doesn't happen that way.
All I know is somebody's out there painting in the parking lot.
How many more Carolina Hurricanes are we going to
another
bring?
Special know, parking right? spot reserved for special assistant to the general manager. Right beside the assistant general manager parking spot. So that paint should be fresh today. Leafs did win north of the border. So that was a 4-3 win over the Panthers. They got a 2-0 series lead. They play hockey in May.
Elbows up, yeah.
Stars beat the Jets in their first game of that matchup. Over to the hardwood, where the NBA playoffs, interesting last night, the Thunder steamrolled the Nuggets, game two. Postseason record of 87 first half points, kind of a big deal.
Wow.
The Knicks, big story, rallying from 20 points down again to stun the Celtics game two. They now have a 2-0 series lead. Other news this morning, there is a new trend that you need to keep your eyes on if you got kids that have Chromebooks from school. So the TikTok trend is kids shoving sharp objects into all the different ports on the side. Have a talk with whoever's in charge of the Chromebook in your home, but do not shove objects into those little holes on the side of the Chromebook, unless it's the actual charging thing.
If somebody does that, you know what they should get?
Their punishment. A bill for a new Chromebook?
Well, that, and they should have to carry for the rest of their high school career all of the books, the actual textbooks, in their backpack every day to school, and then talk to me about your situation. Yeah. So that's how I think you handle that situation. Okay, you don't appreciate, respect your Chromebook. Here you go.
You know, in the list of TikTok trends, this one's a fail.
Fail, definitely a fail.
Big time. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:32.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.